This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in lines. They're open and available to you. You can join them anytime you want. We'll join you there, and you'll sound, when we put you on the air, almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going back to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We've been talking a lot about zoning here tonight and the attacks against peaceful people by these town gangs that call themselves governments, who are threatening you with ultimately removal from your home. Because if Mike Sylvia, who's a state representative, who's one of the most recent victims of these zoning thugs, if he doesn't pay, you know, there is issuing $275 a day in fines. For the dastardly
crime, by the way,
for the horrible crime of him living on what he believes to be his property, the property he paid for, the property that he maintains, they're saying that he is illegal, basically. He's an illegal, living in this property illegally, allegedly in a garage or an RV on the land, and they say, he doesn't have a permit, blah, blah, blah. $275 a day in fines are accruing in this case. If Mike is assessed those fines by this court and he does not pay those fines,
they'll take that property.
They're going to take that property from him, and they're going to come in there with men with guns, because if he sticks it out and he says, this is my property, I paid for this, I didn't agree to these zoning rules.
First, they'll sell the property to somebody else.
To somebody else.
And then that person will be like, hey, I can't get my property. The guy who thinks he still owns it is still living there. Yeah. Then they'll send in the goons with guns.
Right. So,
and don't forget, somebody will say, this is a free country, and wave their flag about it. Look, you can have one or the other. But you can't be taken off of your property because you didn't have some piece of paper from the government.
You can be taken off your property.
And it'd still be a free country.
Oh, right. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You get to pick.
Right. Yeah, it's not a free country.
You can have
not at
occupancy
all.
Permits, or you can have a free country, but you can't have both.
Exactly. Toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue with your calls. We're actually going to a call from a Michigan prison where AJ is on the line. AJ, go ahead. What was on your mind tonight? AJ? Oh, my bad. There you are. We got you now.
Okay, Brett Kavanaugh, the Trump's nominee for U.S. Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch the hearings.
I just want to talk briefly. This is a new American way. You know, 100 years ago, the government said, "Hey, they'd rather let loose nine guilty people versus one innocent people go to prison." Now the complete opposite. You're guilty, and you have to prove yourself innocent. Yeah. So what's going on with him is a new American way. And then we understand that the media demonizes whoever is charged with a crime. Basically, the media demonized them,
right.
So there's no way you can get a fair trial.
Without a conviction, right? You're already convicted in the court of public opinion when the media drags you through the mud based on some allegations, which are all charges are. It's just allegations.
Okay. The shift changed now, but yep. If you could talk a little bit more about that, the government's become very corrupt, and it's important that we recognize that anybody can have to go through this, so... Thank you for your time.
Thanks. Enjoy the lockdown. Thanks so
okay.
much for the call.
All right.
Yeah. AJ from prison up there in Michigan.
Yeah, I've kept a close eye on this Kavanaugh case.
You were telling me you actually watched a bunch of this hearings. You told me this
hours,
before the show. My
hours
God,
of this stuff
man.
I've watched it. And
what are you doing to yourself?
I got interested in it. First off, let it be known.
Yeah.
I would not have nominated Brett Kavanaugh. I think he's a statist. I think that he's...
What all federal judge isn't?
Well, all you have to do is say the word terrorist, and essentially he'll bow down to anything the government wants. And, you know, the biggest... The people that are telling me what to do in my life is the government. Those are the people that I need to be protected from by the judicial system, the government. And, well, I don't expect him to do any of that. I don't find him to be...
He's not your protector.
An acceptable nominee. However,
He's in the group of people who have put countless peaceful people like Ross Ulbricht and other individuals who've never harmed another human being in their lives behind bars for the rest of their lives. He's one of them.
And, well, I mean, that judges do those sorts of things.
Yeah,
I mean,
and it's bad, and it's immoral, and it's wrong, and well, you're it's hard get to a feel judge. Bad for this guy.
You're
going
to get a judge for the Supreme Court. You know, no way to not get a federal judge.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the going rate. It doesn't have to be, but the likelihood of it not being is pretty slim.
There are some issues in this case, like the idea of dredging up something that happened 30-plus years ago.
37,
And, you know, trying to actually have some sort of semblance of a sane, you know, hearing on whatever that event was just seems out of control. So I can definitely empathize with whatever frustrations this guy has been suffering. Because, again, it's he said, she said, it seems like here, as in so many
of these
cases. I don't know if he's telling the truth or she's telling the truth or whatever. I have no idea.
Well, in her case, she's not even making there's not even an allegation. There's no.
I thought the allegation was that he and another friend cornered her in a room. You've been watching, so you probably know, but this is what I've heard, right? That he and another friend at some high school party cornered her. They were drunk. Pushed her into a room. He pushed her down onto the bed, then attempted to take her clothes off while holding her down. His friend then somehow jumped on the bed and accidentally busted them up, and then she was able to get away. That was the claim.
That sounds about right.
Okay.
But there's a who, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she says she's 100% sure it's him. There's no where.
But she doesn't remember where it was.
The address.
Just at some party.
We don't remember when, mm-hmm. So there's no date. She's not
The 80s sometime, 37 years ago.
She knew the summer of.
Mm-hmm.
She had a general idea because she was swimming that day. She's a diver. Yeah. And,
well, I wouldn't probably remember the date either.
It makes perfectly good sense she wouldn't.
Yeah.
That's the problem, though.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that what she's saying is false.
Right.
I'm saying that this gets really murky. If you're asking me to decide as a senator sitting on the judicial panel, and I'm not, whether to give this guy the chop or not, I have to say, well, we have a system for making accusations in this country, and this is a really important accusation. This is a really important nomination. And I would have to hear something that sounded like evidence besides a testimony. I mean, that's what you got, testimony, this happened, but... You know, there's a lot of facts missing. In his case, he's given a lot of facts, and there's some level of contradiction to the facts that he's given.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you really have to be picking. But he said a lot more than she did, and that makes it difficult. This guy has his calendars from 1983. Like, as a high schooler, he's writing down what he does.
Wow.
And I believe him. He told this whole story about how his dad pulls out the calendars and looks through them at Christmas time, and we all chuckle and laugh about the things that happened throughout the year in the past and all that stuff. And it's amazing. So, you know, he can show, this is a party. Parties usually happen on weekends.
Yeah.
I was out of town on the weekends.
Right.
You know, there's all kinds of things happening. You basically have to be saying, you know, well, I think he's wrong because he's male, or I've heard about toxic masculinity, or he was a football player, or I don't like that he's a DC insider. And, like, there's all these reasons why you would dislike him, but no good reason to say that he's guilty of this. And yes, I understand it's not a court of law. It's a job application. But if I was going for a job and somebody steps up and says, Mark gave me a swirly back in high school, I'd be like, I've never given anybody a swirly in high school or any other time.
I did some things in high school that I would not have done today.
And that's another issue entirely, by the way, is like at what point do we allow for people to sort of grow up?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the answer to that. As a guy who did some pretty terrible things in my youth and was sent to prison, and I have to believe that there's an opportunity for redemption. And if there's not an opportunity for redemption, now he's not asking he's not asking for forgiveness for this, by the way. He's never said that. He said he's sorry for what happened to the lady.
But he's claiming he didn't do it, right?
Well, he's sorry for what happened. I mean, like, he's saying, I'm not saying that something didn't happen to her. I'm just saying it wasn't me.
It wasn't him. The toll-free number here tonight, and she admitted having a drink, correct? And he admitted drinking as well at parties?
He admitted to being a drinker and
My
likely...
God, this judge has just admitted to breaking the law as a teenager.
Yeah, I'm not
Unless he was of the
sure
age of drinking at that time at a high school party.
He said that there was, but other people say it's not.
There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. You can bring up whatever is on your mind to control of the airwaves here. If you want, our number, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about the Kavanaugh hearings and the controversy behind that whole allegation versus counter-allegation, You're welcome to do that. We also talked a lot about zoning tonight and the just absolute destruction of the idea of property rights that essentially is the concept of zoning. So you can comment on any of those things or whatever happens to be on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Now, a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. Tom is a New York Times best-selling author. He's written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom Woods has put out his own show, The Tom Woods Show, every single weekday.
It's great, too.
He's racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. His guests include folks like Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, one of the few decent judges, David Stockman, and hundreds more, with topics like war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online. Just go to tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher as we continue here to the phones. To the fun, Larry in South Carolina, listening to WTMA in Charleston. Go ahead, Larry.
Yes, sir. Well, yes. Let me make a very brief remark about the Kavanaugh situation this past week. And I want to say that it is bizarre and horrendous. Because
what part?
The first thing, these were two teenagers who are below the age of majority and can't make any contracts or decisions or do anything. And by the way, just to tell you this, Houston Jets, I'm here in Charleston, you understand, we got the Air Force Base. Okay, but the situation is, if two teenagers, and even in some even worse circumstances, there have been people murdered by individuals who are below the age of majority, and then when they get to be 18, they expunge their record.
It's pretty rare. I mean,
rare to expunge a murder.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty rare to expunge a murder. I'm not saying they haven't. Everything's happened in the course of human history. I certainly wouldn't claim that it hasn't.
If the kid is 15... 16, something like that.
How old were they alleged to be? Because, Mark, when I said they were drinking underage, 15, you said that they may or may not have been. Hold on one moment, Larry. I'm just trying to clarify something. Mark, you were watching these hearings. What I had said there, hang on, Larry, we'll bring you right back in here. I just want to get a bit
I think Larry might be, I don't have an answer for
But him. What you had said, Mark, what was confusing to me was I made the statement before we went to break earlier. I said, you know, these people are admitting, this judge is admitting he had a drink underage, which is technically illegal to do.
He
and you sort of equivocated about that.
Yeah, you're right. He said he was 18 at the time.
So would that have been at the time where the age of drinking may have actually been 18?
Or 17.
It's never been 17. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
He was 17 and she 17. Was 15.
Okay, so that's illegal then. There's never been a time where it's been legal in the last 50 years.
He claimed the drinking was legal. Yep. I don't see how.
Not at 17.
They had to be 18. I was up there and used to drink with all of them. And I'm telling you, you got to be 18.
No.
17 is too young.
No, I'm not saying he shouldn't be able to drink. I think the age of consent, the age to buy alcohol, should be abolished and let the market decide how that works.
That's what the law was then.
Yeah.
In the 80s, it was you had to be below. It was 18 to go to the Georgetown bars and drink. You had to be 18. And so he wasn't there, and neither was she. They were both breaking the law. In that respect.
Well, in the same way that I don't think that I don't think that him drinking underage should bar him from being a judge in the federal government.
I don't think that if he was drinking that it makes a difference. Like, he's still responsible for his actions,
I'm not even trying to say that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that these were too juvenile. The people in our public schools are saying, well, they're going to do it anyway. We must give them birth control so they don't get pregnant, because they're going to do what they're going to do anyway.
They are, yeah.
And it's this permissive kind of society, and they were just doing whatever they were going to do.
Do you think this is a permissive society?
Well, I think the problem is that people send
No.
It's only permissive if you send your kids to public school.
I think that in a repressive, socially repressive environment, you have a higher likelihood of people acting out. If you look at the way American young people handle alcohol, they act out, they get really wasted, they, you know, tailgate, or they, you know, they front load. What do they call it? Where they drink before they go to a thing?
Pre-game?
Pre-game, that's what it is. They pre-game, they show up drunk, you know, to things. And then when you compare that to countries in which it is legal to, let's say, have some wine with your kids, or, you know, drink at home, kind of teach them responsibility with alcohol, rather than just say no, because then, you know, young people get into trouble because, well, guess what, they're going to do it anyway, and then they learn their habits from their other friends, rather than learning, you know, good habits of regulating the amount that you intake and stopping after a certain point. So, yeah, I would say it's a repressive society, not permissive.
The main thing I wanted to try to get across was that this whole thing is something that some teenagers did that should not occupy the attention of the nation.
I agree with that.
And a week of people who are the senators who are getting hundreds of thousands of dollars from us, the poor beleaguered taxpayers, for doing this stupid
thing. To sit around and act like they, you know,
care.
Act like they are somehow better, or that they care.
They've shown they don't care,
right?
Like, if they cared, this would have been trotted out by Feinstein way early. But this was the 11th hour brought in by the senators. I'm not saying anything about Ford on this one, but it was brought in by...
Who's Ford? The alleged victim?
The alleged victim. Okay. It wasn't... She sent a letter. The senators, on the other hand, the Democratic senators, brought this in late, just to anything to back this up. They're like, please, please, for God's sakes, give us two more weeks.
I totally agree.
An FBI investigation. Let God come down. Anything. Just give us two more weeks.
I totally agree, Larry. Thank you for the call tonight. I absolutely agree that this is a tremendous waste of time. Because ultimately, it's just for politicians to grandstand. That's all this is, because if they do reject this guy, if they reject, all right, he's done for. Well, now they're just going to nominate somebody else.
Right.
And then this starts again?
There's
this whole thing?
There's 100 of them just like Kavanaugh out there.
At least.
It doesn't make a difference whether Kavanaugh makes it or
he's
doesn't
nobody.
Make
he's nobody. He's just another judge.
Right. And so to
he's
me,
the judge of the moment.
Meaningless. Yeah. Trump's got, there was a short list, right? That means that there were other people
you
on
say
the
it's
list.
Meaningless, but you sat there and you watched it for hours.
Well, I find it meaningful.
My God.
The idea that you can accuse somebody with no proof besides testimony.
Yeah, that's concerning.
And just, you know, I got enwrapped in it, and I wanted to see the people's faces. I wanted to hear what they said.
Yeah.
And I thought the testimony from both sides was convincing and professional and polished and all that stuff. I wouldn't besmirch either side, but, if, you know, as a senator sitting there, I'd be like, well, I haven't seen a lot of evidence, and in the absence of evidence, I'm going to have to approve him.
We got more coming up. Your call is welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Join us here on the radio on Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition, continuing 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says he hopes a new FBI investigation will clear Brett Kavanaugh and his Supreme Court nominee will be confirmed. The president spoke at a rally in West Virginia.
The entire nation has witnessed the shameless conduct of the Democrat Party. They're willing to throw away every standard of decency, justice, fairness, and due process to get their way.
In addition to claims made by Christine Blasey Ford, the FBI will also look at allegations made by one of Kavanaugh's classmates at Yale, who claims Kavanaugh exposed himself to her right in her face at a party while others around her laughed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So we continue here the live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know about Anarchapulco, the best liberty-oriented event on the planet right now. It's Anarchapulco, and they took that crown, I would say, this year, with what was an amazing event, their 2018 event back in February, where they had Ron Paul come and speak. They sold out what was a humongous event hall, the largest I've ever been in as far as, and look, I don't go to the 50,000 person video game, you know, conventions. I've never been to a convention that big. But as far as libertarian events,
I went to E3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was that like 100,000 people attend that?
I don't know.
Lots of people. There's a huge halls in Vegas.
Yeah.
As far as Liberty conventions go, this one is humongous. And they sold out this year and for the first time. And it was a great event before that. But it's really the king right now. So you don't want to miss 2019. We had a lot of fun this year, as we do every year at Anarchapulco. And you're going to want to come in 2019. February 14th through the 17th. It's going to be a great lineup of speakers. Ron Paul is coming back. So if you feel like you missed out this year, he's back in 2019. Judge Napolitano going to be there for the first time. So that's a big one. To have both of those guys there at the same time, I mean, that's like a 1-2 punch of liberty right there. I mean, those guys are amazing, right? Judge Napolitano.
I tell you don't rehearse these ads.
No, I sure don't. Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and many others. I've heard David Icke is going to be attending, so we'll get to talk to him about space aliens or something if we get him on the show. We'll see. We'll see. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm not going
to
miss that opportunity.
It should be interesting, because they've got all kinds of people there. Like, it's not just the suits. There's the hippies. There's the, you know, crypto people. There's all kinds of...
It is a heck of a mix and a lot of fun.
And very international. People come from all over the world to go to Anarchapulco because, you know what? It's the middle of February, so there's a lot of people that want to get the heck out of where they are.
Mexico is a nice place to be in the middle of February.
Beautiful. Go to Anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL when you get your tickets, and you'll save 15%. So lots of great topics, lots of people, and it's going to be bigger than ever. It's already on track, I would say, to sell out. They've already hit over 1,500 tickets sold, and that was a couple of weeks ago, the last time we got numbers from them. So once again, Anarchapulco.com. Mark your calendars now, February 14th through the 17th, and start planning, because we're looking forward to seeing you there. We'll be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, you can bring up anything you want. We've got Shelly calling from Antrim, New Hampshire. Shelly, how are you listening to the show tonight? I don't know if our board op asked you that.
Well, they did, and I honestly can't tell you because I was going through the stations, and I happened to hear your voices, and I thought, oh, an interesting show. Okay.
Cool. I didn't know we were on the radio up there. At least
I didn't either. That's why I can't tell you what station it's.
I wonder if it's coming over from WNTK out in New London. I guess that's sort of.
It could.
Close. Okay. Very good. So yeah, great station. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I think we all agree that this is not a trial.
It's not a trial.
Correct.
Okay. It's a job interview.
Yep.
And in my opinion, if I were interviewing this man and he blew his top the way he did and he's supposed to have equanimity because he is a judge and he has to be able to move out of his own head and pay attention to what's going on around him. I did not see that with Judge Kavanaugh. He was rude to one of the female senators who asked him something about drinking and he says, didn't answer the question, go, Do you drink? I mean, it was like, excuse me, I thought I was listening to a junior high school kid. It really bothered me.
So you feel like this guy had an attitude. I didn't watch any of this. Mark, what do you think about this assessment here?
Yeah, so if you got caught pieces of it, she's exactly right. Now,
I thought the whole thing.
Okay, so what I saw was a guy going from saying things like, I don't blame Ms. Blasey Ford, my heart goes out to her and her family, and, you know, saying things that are, you know, sounded right and that kind of thing, to other times, and he's, you know, in the midst of his speech, he's clearly projecting, as it were. He's raised his voice, there's no doubt. And then there's times when, and I don't know everything that's gone on between these senators and this committee, these guys have been interviewing him privately prior to this for a long period of time. So, I mean, he knows who the enemies are, right? There's 10 Democrats, 10 Republicans, and Jeff Flake. And basically,
isn't he a Republican too?
He is, but he was the one in the middle. No one had any doubts as to how 20 people were going to vote.
Okay.
It was one vote that hung in the middle here,
really?
And really the show was for Flake, ultimately. I mean, you could have gotten any one of these other people to flip, but likely they weren't going to. You could see Dick Durbin wasn't going to change his mind. You could see Graham wasn't going to change his mind.
Okay.
And so, ultimately, he mostly got what he was wanting to get out of Flake, which was the vote. However, there's this, now instead of an FBI investigation, now there's going to be an abbreviated investigation. Everybody investigate, but investigate very quickly. And,
but you're not focusing on the job interview. You're focusing on did he or didn't he.
But that's kind of the point. I mean, if you were going up for a job.
He was extremely rude to the senator.
Sure.
There were several sound bites, which you could probably catch on other stations.
He could do anything he wanted to these senators, the Democratic senators, because the Democrats are in the minority.
No, but that's not the point. I'm talking about a job interview with the American people. He was on the blade.
The American people have no control over this. I mean, you and I could do a better job of picking who's going to be on the Supreme Court right now. Like, I could call you back after the show gets off in 15 minutes. You and I could do a better job of picking a Supreme Court justice, but no one will ever ask us.
Well, I'm going to just guess here that some of the people on this panel were hostile towards these witnesses, right, towards this Kavanaugh guy.
You should have seen Durbin. It was awful.
Right? So, I mean, your typical job interview doesn't involve that level of hostility, right?
Him. She never had a chance to, no.
The woman who questioned him was not rude. She was
not at that time. I mean, we don't know what it was like in these...
But wait, wasn't there more than one person questioning him, or was
sure,
it just
10 of them.
One
yeah.
woman?
Well, yeah,
right,
all the senators were questioning.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. He was likely facing, again, I was just speculating here, and you confirmed my speculation, that there were some very hostile people towards this person. That's not your typical job interview, right? Like when
no,
you go
it's
in...
not the typical job. This is for the Supreme Court justice. He needs to be of a different caliber. I just found he was... If I was doing it, which obviously I'm not, I would not put him in that position.
Well, whoever it is,
I would have never nominated him.
I mean, whoever it is that they, if they end up booting him, whoever it is that replaces him is going to be just as much of a scumbag because they're a federal judge. I mean, you're pretty much all trash.
I do have a friend who's a retired federal judge, and she's lovely. So they're not all scumbags. And
I'm sure she's very lovely in her personal life, and all of these federal judges probably have
families. How many people who have not committed a crime against someone else, a victimless crime, has she sent to prison for countless years?
This is a country where people keep saying, we're a country of laws. And I'll believe that when we honor every treaty with the natives.
Agreed.
Thanks for the call,
100%.
Yeah, good point there. It's not a country of laws. It's a country of men, and they rule over other men and women. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, Native Americans should have their own nations, at the very least, on the reservations that they have. I mean, they call them nations. They should be.
Meaning sovereign respect and letting them do whatever they want to do with their own land so they can, not be told how to live by the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. I agree.
No doubt about it. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us on the radio waves, you can do that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm. Jump on in to one of those rooms. In fact, somebody's in one of them right now. And if you are on Discord, you will sound better. It is an instant upgrade to your call quality. Almost sounds like you're sitting in the studio with us. And don't forget, you can also watch us on Twitch. There's a Twitch chat room there too, where some people hang out. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm. I actually played some Overwatch on our Twitch channel last night, so I spent a few hours doing something that was a waste as well. More coming up here in moments, but I don't know. It was fun. This is Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, but if you're not on the line right now, well, the phones are loaded, so you're probably not getting in tonight. If you are on the line, we're going to do our best to get to you, but if you don't make it in tonight, don't you worry. We do this show 7 nights a week.
And if you feel like we're not on the topic that you want to talk about, you can don't you worry. It's called Free Talk Live. Call in. Tomorrow, right. The next day, whatever, if it's 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, we're on the air.
Yeah, I mean...
365 days a year.
Right. We were talking about zoning for most of the show, and then some guy called in about Kavanaugh, and now we're talking about Kavanaugh. So, like, you know, you can bring up whatever you want here, and that's how the show works. And just so you know, even though Saturday nights are usually pretty busy, last night, our Friday night show, we only had one call the whole damn time. It was Sarah in New Mexico.
You're on more than 100 stations on a Friday night.
Yeah. Well, I'm not all at once, but
it's not necessarily 100 live stations, yeah. But 100 stations.
But still, yeah. So we've almost always got room for you. So feel free to call in any other night.
You're
of
not
the
talking
week.
To us. You're talking to the ears of people listening to 100 radio stations across the U.S.
Correct. As we go to your calls and thoughts here,
I think.
By the way, I do want to make sure that you know about our email list. You can go to freetalklive.com. We got a sign up box right there. In fact, I need to send one out this weekend. I didn't have time for it today, but I will get it out here at some point tonight or tomorrow. And we do usually about one email per week just to kind of keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. And you also get some news about LRN.FM. So we added a couple shows to LRN this week. So
the Liberty Radio Network.
Yeah, thank you. The Liberty Radio Network. So you can sign up for our email list over at freetalklive.com. You'll find the sign-up box right there toward the top middle area of the website. Should be pretty obvious. As we continue with your calls and thoughts. First up, he's Robert in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hello, Robert.
Hey, I just wanted your opinion on it.
God, I don't know what's going on there, but the board op had you turned up way too loud. I hope they have turned you down at this
Somebody
point,
was
Robert.
Talking through a kazoo.
Jesus. Are you still there, Robert?
I'm just talking through a kazoo.
I got a cheap phone. How's that? Come on.
Yeah,
there.
You're sounding better now.
Much
okay,
better.
Go ahead. Wow. I'm sorry to anybody out there that's had permanent hearing damage. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick, who decided and why that nine people in black robes are going to decide how we're going to live, and they can't agree on what color the sky is.
Yeah.
It's always 5-4 when they make a major decision. It's 5-4.
And
in a regular trial, it's unanimous. Why?
Right, and don't forget the times when they reverse themselves as well. So they've made completely different decisions over time.
Yeah, I want term limits. There's term limits on everybody except these judges. Do you have a lifetime job? Truly, they're no more intelligent than you are.
No doubt.
They're human beings. They can't agree on what color the sky is. The sky is black right now. Sometimes it's gray, sometimes it's blue. They can't agree on crap. I want them out.
I love this
After
guy.
After 8 years, you're done.
How about no court whatsoever? How about we get rid of the federal government? How about that
You got to have a trial. I don't care if you're back in caveman days when you have a tribe. You go on trial when you break the law. You got to have a trial. You got to have a
system. But I mean, no court, no Supreme Court. How
trials don't even exist anymore, though.
No,
I mean, seriously.
No, there's going to be term limits. I want the Supreme Court to agree. It's going to be unanimous, just like on any regular trial.
So it should be 9-0 is what you're saying on every case if they want to. That's interesting.
I think that's
five to
fair.
Four, come start going trial for murder or rape and have 7 out of 5 say you're guilty.
Yeah, it's not enough. That's not enough. You got to have all 12. Good call. He hung up, but great call. I appreciate the sentiment, and it's not a bad idea, honestly. I can't disagree with anything.
I kind of feel like Congress shouldn't be able to pass things with 50% plus one either.
Sure.
That it should be something like
90%.
I mean, really, if you've got a whole bunch of lawyers in a room to decide what's right and wrong, and that's what laws are, right? Presumably, it's what's right and what's wrong. You should be able. They should be able to agree at some percentage. 75. I say 75% of them should agree to vote a law into an action, and then 50% of them can undo it.
It's a mistake to believe that laws are what's right and what's wrong, Mark. That's part of what has created such ignorance.
It'd be a hell of a lot closer if they had to come to 75% agreement.
But laws in a lot of cases are just strict obedience. I mean, it's just do what we say. We talked earlier about the zoning. There's no, you know, it's not right or wrong, you know, how you want to have your potty set up at your house. There's different opinions about, you know, how those things should go. And
but it is wrong if your effluence goes off of your property and pollutes somebody's lake or something. And
sure. We're not talking about that, though. We're talking about generally the fact that laws, for the most part, are just opinions backed by guns, and they have nothing whatsoever to do with what's right and what's wrong. Look at all the different laws that have existed over time that have been overturned because, you know, society changed its mind about things like chattel slavery or, you know, you fill in the blank, Jim Crow laws or whatever. Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. First up, we got Scott. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, I was just a little bit puzzled by the lady you called a while ago saying she thought, you know, that Judge Kavanaugh was being rude. I'm going, well, you do know that these senators aren't trying to just defeat his nomination. They're trying to actually destroy the man's life. They're not content to just say, well, we'll just vote him down and that's that. What they want to do is make it so that his reputation is permanently scarred. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, what is he supposed to be? Like Kevin Bacon in Animal House where he's, you know, with Biedermeier behind him with the paddle? You know, spelling out, thank you, sir, I have another word.
Right.
I don't get this. I don't understand it because... Well,
I will agree with her that the optics weren't great in that instance that she's referring to. However, I will agree with you that this lady, no matter what it looked like she might be doing, was attempting to ruin this guy's life. And if this is about the year of the woman or anything like that, don't forget his wife was sitting behind there. Everything they do to Kavanaugh, they do to that family. And look, I don't want this guy to get in. I'm not saying that, but I am saying, however, that if you make an accusation against somebody, and I realize this is not a court of law, but we have systems for accusations in this country, and that they've developed over the course of 9,000 years. There's 1,000 years of English common law for a reason, and that's because you can't just walk in, say something happened, and expect to be believed.
Exactly. Well, this is what gets me, why people hate politicians so much. They behave in a way that would get any other person's entire property taken away with a libel suit. No ordinary person would even, decent people would even think to do this. But if you did, you would have your house taken away. They'd take everything away from you in a libel suit. Politicians do it, and they get congratulated for it.
Well, in the case of politicians, they're not as protected from libel as the average person. There's a different tier, basically, of protection for people who are public personas.
Yeah, but they go after them with the sort of backhanded stuff. So when Durbin's telling the guy to turn around and ask the FBI, demand that the FBI investigate you. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good idea.
Scott, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. As we continue, we got Sherry in Texas listening to KTFS down there in Texarkana. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hey, I'm upset about that lady's call.
Okay.
First of all, if somebody was accusing me and putting my family through that hell, she'd be lucky I was rude to her.
Yeah.
And second of all, I'm tired of women being victimized. This woman worked at the college with the CIA. That woman could probably kick my ass. And she's up there talking like a little girl? Come on.
She may have not been I don't know if she's a black belt or whatever her deal is, but she may not have been as able to kick an ass back when she was 17 or whatever. I mean, I don't know what happened.
Not her. But... not her. Well, yes, yeah, her.
Which woman?
You're right. But she, I'm talking at 17, but see... CIA, she would know how to go about getting all this checked out. The police were never
called. Who's the CIA? I missed that detail. Who's the CIA person that you're talking about?
Who's the CIA person?
Yeah.
The lady we're talking about.
Okay, she knows the CIA, you're saying?
Yes, her dad is a CIA agent.
I see. Okay, gotcha.
And her brother. And, I mean, come on.
Then she should have gotten this taken care of back in the 1980s. She should have gone to Dad if something happened and had Daddy take care of that situation, because I imagine he would have had the connections.
You want to wait all these years and then pounce on this man?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's awfully opportunistic.
I'm not all into this stuff either, but this is wrong. And
Sherry, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. Let's go quickly to John in Indianapolis. John, go ahead with your thoughts. You don't have a whole lot of time, but I wanted to get you in here. Go ahead.
Okay, hey, guys, I was calling on the zoning question.
Yes, sir.
I built this house in 83, me and five young guys that were just getting started as carpenters. We built a decent house in 83 with no permits, nothing.
Nice, nice.
And it worked out fine, and they've never had any problem charging me taxes on it and appraising it for a lot more than what it cost us to build it.
Yeah.
And
hopefully they don't recognize your voice, John, and start coming after you now, 35 years.
I don't even care if they do, because I'll fight that.
Good for you, man. Good for you. I appreciate the call. We're out of time. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. If you didn't get in, like I said, we're here tomorrow. So you can join us then, Mark. You'll be heading up the Sunday night shows you usually do. Over at freetalklive.com. If you don't get us on your local radio station, you can always call, talk to the program director during the week, tell them thanks for airing us and that you want to hear more Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.